One of the questions my fans of the podcast always ask is, what is some of the best dick you've ever gotten, you've ever sucked, you've ever gotten fucked by? What's some of the best dick? And I tell people, hands down, Middle Eastern dudes, yo, some of the first dick I've ever started taking were Middle Eastern dudes in New York. I was getting fucked by Arabian dudes left and right back in the day. And from there, I just developed a love for Middle Eastern dudes. Like, what? I can't even explain it. I love Middle Eastern guys. One time, I was in DC and I get a message from this guy and he was like, yo, I'm visiting from the Middle East. I am a huge fan of your videos and I would love to meet up with you. We exchanged some messages over a period of about maybe 2 months before his visit. And shit, he did not disappoint. So throughout exchanging messages, I learned where he was from. He sent pictures, absolutely beautiful. This guy was so fucking beautiful that I thought I was being catfished, right? I'm like, come on, bro, you can't be this fucking fine. And he would always say to me, yo, this is me. And even though he sent 20, maybe 30 pictures, I'm thinking, yeah, you didn't fish this shit from somewhere because you can't be this fucking fine. But knowing how sexy Middle Eastern dudes are and some of the ones I fucked back in the day and, you know, even recently, I was like, you know what? This motherfucker is who he is. Fast forward. He comes to my spot while he's visiting DC. This motherfucker walks through the door. He is the most beautiful guy. His pictures did him no justice. He was so fucking fine. Tall, maybe 6'5". Well, he told me he was 6'6". I was like, you know, you're probably 6'5". But what's so funny about that is, how the fuck do I know? I didn't pull out a fucking tape measure and, you know, measure dude's height. How the fuck do I know? But he was tall. Beautiful teeth. Beautiful smile, amazing skin. His skin had a natural glow to it. Beautiful hair. All I kept thinking was, if I was a bitch who had a pussy, you would fuck me raw so we could create other beautiful babies. I'm beautiful. You're beautiful. Our babies would be amazingly beautiful. But I digress. But dude was fine as fuck. He sits down. You could tell he was a little nervous. One question I always ask guys when they visit for the first time is, are you nervous? So he was no different. And I said, are you nervous? And he said, a little bit. His accent pierced my fucking soul because that is what I yearned for. It brought back memories of being bent over in many bodegas back in the Bronx, getting fucked by you fucking Middle Eastern niggas, like fucking the shit out of me, right? And I said, don't be nervous. I'm going to take good care of you. And he responded with, I know, I've seen your videos and I know you're going to treat me the way I deserve to be treated. Ooh, baby. Ah, shit. So I pull his pants down. You fucking Middle Eastern dudes have some of the biggest dicks. I tell people this all the time. Some of the biggest dicks I've ever had have been from dudes in the Middle East. Like when I visited Dubai, when I've had motherfuckers who have come over from anywhere in that region, some of the biggest dicks, fattest dicks, prettiest dicks have been from Middle Eastern dudes. So as I slid those fucking pants down, he was shaved, but not bald, his pubic area. And I always step back a little bit to admire what I'm about to work with. His dick laid along his thigh. His balls laid on the towel that I had placed on the sofa. And I smiled. And he's like, "Why are you smiling?" And I was like, "Yo, I'm about to suck shit out your dick." So I start doing what I do best. I'm teasing, licking around the head, pull back the foreskin a little bit. The beautiful, beautiful look. It smelled amazing. It just, oh shit. I start licking around his beautiful dickhead and sucking his balls, and that motherfucking dick got so fucking hard. Dude, shit grew. It was so fucking fat. It was so fucking big. And I just needed to taste it. And noticed, just from our conversation, that he had already started pre-cumming. So I licked the pre-cum off the tip. And it tasted so golden. Have you ever had pre-cum or dick or even ate some ass and you thinking to yourself, this shit is just golden, right? It tasted amazing. And I started sucking his dick head and started going deeper and sucking it in. The deeper I went, the fatter that motherfucker grew. This was one of a few dicks that I thought to myself, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to handle that. Yo, I never say that shit. But I thought, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to handle this motherfucker. But I took good care of this motherfucker. I sucked the fuck out this big fat dick. This big long ass fat dick. This big tasty Middle Eastern dick. This fucking dick that was so fucking good that if he broke my jaws with that motherfucker, I would not have cared. I'm sucking his dick. My mouth open so wide. I'm going as deep as I could. I'm wetting that motherfucker up. He's fucking my mouth back. And he starts fucking my mouth like really fast. I start playing with my nipples while I'm sucking his big dick. I'm thinking to myself, please shoot that fucking nut all down my throat. He starts fucking even faster and I'm swallowing him up. Every once in a while, I would have to come up to catch my breath and I'd look up at him and he'd be smiling with his beautiful ass lips, his pretty ass teeth, that sexy ass smile. And that gave me the energy that I needed to get through the next round. So I'd go back down and suck him some more. Sucking the fuck out that big dick. He'd fuck my throat some more. And then that motherfucker rewarded me with the fattest fucking nut. He bust the biggest fucking Middle Eastern nut down my throat. And I swallowed that shit. I swallowed all that shit. I knew what the fuck I was doing. I wanted to taste every bit of this motherfucker. I wanted to taste his heritage, his culture. I wanted to taste his travels. I wanted to taste everything this motherfucker would allow me to know about himself. That's how good that fucking nut was, right? Like, oh shit. So I'm choking a little bit. He busting down my fucking throat. I step back. I get up. Do what I do. If you've gotten your dick sucked by me, you know what I do. I go in the bathroom, get you a warm towel. So you wipe yourself off. If it's real good, I'll wipe it off for you. And that's what I did for dude. I was like, let me wipe that shit for him. He pulled this shit up and we talked for a while and he kept saying, yo, you are that dude, like back home. I fucking listened to you. But one of the things he said to me stood out to me. He was like, yo, I seen your videos. Your videos are amazing. He said, but your podcast is incredible because I can't always play your videos because it's blocked by our local internet provider. He said, we don't, you know, from the Western world, we don't experience a lot of that shit. He said, but the podcasts get through. And to be able to close my eyes and hear you in my ears while I beat my big uncut fucking dick is one of the most amazing things you could have ever given me. And that was the moment when I thought, like, this is what the fucking podcast is all about. You shutting your eyes, you experiencing my experiences from a different point of view. You may not can see them, but you can hear it. You can hear the expressions. When I moan, you can hear that and you know that I mean that shit. So thank you all for fucking with this podcast, but especially my big dick Arabian dude. And when I asked what his name was, because during the midst of our communications, I couldn't remember, or either I just forgot to ask. And I was like, what's your name, baby? And he was like, Zahir. So, Zahir, thank you for allowing me to service your beautiful Middle Eastern dick. And thank you to all my dudes over in that region who listen to me. My fuck with y'all. Bust those nuts to me. Thank you.